It is now time for our featured segment, Anthony Turner. It is called Legends in Concert. And Legends in Concert, ladies and gentlemen, will feature three living legends. You heard from Johnny Osborne last week, Saturday morning. A few weeks ago, you heard from the legendary Mr. Leroy Eptone Sibbles, the man who is dubbed one of the most talented bassists to come out of Jamaica. He's live in the studios this Saturday morning. Sister Marcia Griffiths is in town, and we are expecting to see her sometime this Saturday morning. So Anthony Turner, Mr. Eptones is seated to my left. So hear what you do. Introduce the guest, Anthony. Introduce the guest.
Leroy Sibbles.
Introduce the guest, Anthony.
Yes, Leroy Sibbles, our special guest on Mic Check this morning. And I have to give him his title because he's not just Leroy Eptone Sibbles. He is OD.
Yes.
Yes. And, of course, with Sibbles as lead vocalist, the Eptones were among the most prolific and influential groups of the Rocksteady era. Mm-hmm. And signature wholeness songs include Baby, Get in the Groove, Killing, Fatty Fatty, one of my big songs, Got to Fight, On to the Top, Party Time, and Sweet Thing Talking. And beyond his work as a singer-songwriter, Leroy contributed as a bass player to the collective output and enduring legacy of Studio One, which is perhaps his greatest achievement. And Leroy was a key contributor on mm-hmm. tracks like Freedom Blues, Love Me Forever, Tata Masagana, Declaration of Rights, Queen Minstrel, 10 to 1, Door Peep, Re-Rock, and Full Up. So Leroy, welcome to New York. Welcome to the studios.
It's a pleasure to be here, my brother. Thank you. That intro wasn't bad at all.
But, you know, we kind of do it a little bit different here at Groovin' Radio. The legendary Leroy Eptone Sibbles is playing the bass line. Baby, why? Sunday, May 29th, the Capitol Theater comes alive. Hi!
Not a mercy.
Indeed. Good morning, Leroy Eptone Sibbles. It's good
morning
to see
Richard,
you.
Morning, man. Morning, man.
You know, Anthony.
Glad to see you, too.
Yes, man. Anthony, and listeners, a few short years ago, we were celebrating Rocksteady's 50th anniversary. Leroy Eptone Sibbles was a part of the presentation. Leroy looked like he was about 13 years old then. Anthony, Leroy looked like he was about 10 years old this morning.
I tell you.
I don't know what you're drinking, Leroy.
Well, yeah.
It's not what you're drinking, it's what you're thinking, you know?
Oh, my God.
No, honestly, Leroy. And I can't deal with this. Honestly, Bridget.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Brethren, what are you doing? Because you look younger every year.
I'm trying to keep my body clean as my mind.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, my brethren, you look. I'm not telling a lie, Anthony. Leroy look like he just come out of high school in Jamaica. Welcome again to.
Give thanks and praise to Almighty God. Yes.
How are things going, Leroy? How are things?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. I have no complaint, you know. Mm-hmm. I just want to say one more thing, though, mm-hmm. that people, you know, I am not a bass man, you know. Mm-hmm. No. I'm a bassline creator.
Yeah,
that bass man has to play. I create the bass lines that the bass man play.
Wow,
that is it.
You know,
I'm the king of reggae bassline. You know?
Listen,
remember that.
Wow.
You should have heard the comments that Johnny Osborne had made about you last week.
I'm a little brother, man.
And listen,
I didn't know that. He's been there. He has been there.
Now,
still is here.
Yes, as we talk about legends in concert, and we're saying that we're celebrating a person like yourself. We're celebrating Johnny Osborne. We're celebrating Sister Marcia Griffiths.
Right.
We're celebrating Derek Barnett and the Statement Band. We're celebrating you guys while you're alive.
Yeah, Derek's a great bass man.
Yes, we don't want to wait until the casket is closed, and we said, boy, we love Leroy, and we wish we would have seen Leroy in concert.
The Jamaican government too, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am, we want to tell them that tomorrow.
Yeah, them for know that.
Yes, so as we talk about, as we spoke to Johnny Osborne last week, and we talk about Studio One, yes. Remember now, this is Johnny's interview.
Yes.
Johnny went into a rampage, just talking about Leroy Eptone Sibbles and Leroy playing the bass line at Studio One. And brethren, kudos to you, because as we say, we are celebrate you.
Yes.
People need to know the work that Leroy Sibbles
they
has
done.
They
need to know, because the work has been there for years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been dancing, singing, and making money from these works, too. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing the depth and the truth of the whole thing.
No. Can you imagine, Anthony? Leroy, Leroy is a tradesman, you know. Leroy is a welder.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you. Listen, he might have on the dark glasses, but it's not a welding glasses.
No.
And if I ask him this morning, when last you see a welding torch, he might tell you, Leroy, when last you see a welding torch?
No, it's a long time. But, you know, it's a YouTube there, you know.
So, the journey of Leroy Eptone Sibbles.
Yes.
How has it been for you, Leroy? How has it been?
I can't complain, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been better, you know, mm-hmm. if you know, the recognition was mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. at the standard that it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't complain, because I'm not hungry,
mm-hmm.
and I give thanks, you know,
yeah.
and I'm healthy.
Yeah.
So what more could you really ask for, you know what I mean?
I tell you.
A lot of people who make a bag of money and them gone,
mm-hmm.
pass away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to stay for a little longer.
No, and we're not even going to go back to the days of Leroy coming up and the Trenchtown days. But you have done many events, and people are now telling us that this event tomorrow evening inside the Capitol Theater, it is a very special one. It is special because we're looking at over 150 years of music
on stage
on one stage.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that amazing?
You know,
and folks, you're going to be in for a treat. Folks, some of you who have never seen Leroy with a bass in his hand, you will get a piece of that tomorrow evening inside the Capitol Theater. I am telling you to come out early, be there early, be up front, because this is a close venue. It's a close, it's a one-on-one venue. And this is a place when, I tell you, people tell us about the acoustic in this place, Leroy.
Yes.
It's the home of Toots Hibbert, the late great Uncle Toots.
Yes, man.
And when Toots play the Capitol Theater, people sing all night long. I guarantee you.
May you rest in peace.
Yes, yeah, tomorrow night, it is going to be the same exact story.
The place has got burned down.
Boy, I'm see a little thing about social media.
Burn up. Burn up, burn down. Turn up, turn down.
But Leroy,
yes.
I mean, your catalog of solo songs and
yes.
songs that you've done with the Hip Zone.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
One of the songs that I remember as a youth, and I remember, I said, boy, the only time I could hear that song is when we're going to party, because
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't play it on the radio in Jamaica.
Right.
It's Fatty Fatty.
Yes.
Why don't you just tell me the origins of that song, how it came about, and why that band really
yeah, well, you know, that was like the beginning of time, you know, and people were very skeptical of simple things, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Simple minds
mm-hmm.
back then, and the thought, they were thinking, you know, like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like now when you can listen to radio and the mafia beep out on certain things, guys,
mm-hmm.
and then certain that thing that is not beeped,
mm-hmm.
you know, you still have to say, look at that, the mm-hmm. time has changed. Yeah, man, I had my acoustic guitar and I was in, and like about midday. And I was in a yard where they play bingo and all them things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, my pastor and stopped. And that lady named Miss B,
mm-hmm.
I think she lived in that yard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, she, and I was a teenager, she was an adult. She stepped in, you know, and I just started, just like a joke, you know, just started saying, Hanita, you know, and started singing the tune. And that was how I made songs back then, too, you know. If I sing it one time, and I could sing it six more times, and I recorded it like that. It was non pen and paper thing, you know what I mean? Because the vibes, the vibes was flowing as
mm-hmm.
a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, man, and the song was done, and it was the most requested. So everybody, even like today,
mm-hmm.
back then,
mm-hmm.
as I sang that song,
mm-hmm.
the older Trenchtown, everything similar with the guitar, sing
yeah.
fatty fatty, you know, sing fatty, and you know, you know, continue from there.
Now, Anthony, I know, I know as a little boy going to Arden High School, you could not, play this song in your house, huh?
I'm in the bad girl.
And let me be nice. They're no longer fat. They're fluffy.
I need some food, I'm feeling rude.
Now, Leroy, I'm gonna ask you a question. So, Fatty Fatty Depp on the list for sing tomorrow. Eh? Fatty Fatty Depp on the list for sing tomorrow.
It's, it's gonna be on there, you know.
It's gonna be on there.
We have to hide it if it's not there, you know. Actually, when I leave here, I'm heading for the rehearsal too, you know. So I'll make sure that it's on there. Because it has to be there.
Now, you know, Leroy, working a stage, and you have worked many stage with many legendary artists.
Yeah.
Working a stage with Amasia Griffiths.
Yes.
A Johnny Osborne.
Yes.
Tell us what would that be like for you tomorrow evening?
Well, it's the experience that it's like a reoccurrence because I've been, like you said, you know, with these people, you know, so many times before, and it's always a pleasure. It's a joy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about that girl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Joy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a pleasure.
Yeah.
Fat girl again.
Oh, boy.
You understand? Yeah, but these people are my family, are my friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So being together, man, I mean, it's just beautiful, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard so many different stories about the Eptones. What was the original name of the Eptones before it became Eptones?
It was always Eptones, you know, but people, some people, when they spell the words, some said Eptones, you know, and things like that.
Oh, so that's how it came about.
But it was always the same spelling.
So the
different interpretations.
So the Eptone came about.
Carl B, you're listening?
So
Carl B. Yeah, Carl B was one of the persons who first brought it to Washington after Groovin. After you did that Groovin interview, Carl B was talking about the hip one and then the hip tone. So now that you've clarified it, thanks for that, man.
Yes, man. My pleasure.
When you look at the bass that you have played, some of the tracks that you have played, take us back to even this one, because this is a very, the Declaration bass here.
Yes. Abyssinian.
Yes. Take us back to this. Rewind the clock a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Rewind the clock a little bit, Leroy.
Abyssinians, I got familiar with the Abyssinians because of Carlton and the Shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's related to the two backup singers that sings with that group, you know. And Carlton was my good brethren, so, you know, that's how I, you know, got familiar with the Abyssinians. When they came to Studio One to record this song and Sata Masagana, they came to me personally because when Jackie Me Too left Studio One, he went to Canada and I was the one running the studio after that. They tried many people. Richard Ace, they tried, you know, many. But those people were jazz people. And I was like a youth that came up and when they hear me and they hear the first thing that I did, them said, go on, Leroy. Carlton said, go on. You understand? Yeah, man. So, and, they came and we did that. The two songs we did, the said day.
Right.
And it's the two biggest songs. And like most singers who faced me when I was playing bass, you see the tune that I play for them.
Right.
Are them biggest hit up to today.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Almighty God knows the truth.
Now, you talk about Sata Masagana.
Yeah.
And every time I hear Sata Masagana, you know what comes to mind, Anthony? You know who comes to mind? The legendary Cedric M. Brooks. Cedric M. Brooks. And we talk about the Scatterlights. So we talk about Sata Masagana. Leroy Eptone Sibbles is on the bass line. The man must be given is just due. He's legendary.
King of the reggae bass line.
He's legendary.
Thank you.
Leroy, how does it make you feel to know that these rhythms are so revered around the world, so loved around the world?
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this right now. Mm-hmm. Every prominent singer that sing reggae music mm-hmm. is on a Leroy Sibbles bass line. Wow. Let me say, every.
Wow.
And you say tomorrow night, mm-hmm. we have a list where we just call out some names, you know, because I'm not afraid, because oh, mm-hmm. when we do, I'm supposed to be proud and people need to know.
Yeah.
We are the king of bass line. Mm-hmm. Hey, I hope our people do reggae music and play them bass and thing, you know. Leroy bass lines are the most sought after.
I'm telling you.
I tell you.
Yeah.
But it's nice to hear it from you.
Thank you, sir. But
Leroy, yes, Leroy, yeah. Talking about bass lines and rhythms and all of that.
Yeah.
Real rock rhythm. That is a legendary, an iconic rhythm. Tell us about that one, because
Real Rock is not mine. I'm sorry.
Featured in a lot of songs.
Real Rock is not mine. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No. Here's a Leroy dub, Anthony. You should have asked him both. It's called 10.
2-1.
10. 2-1. Fire! The legendary.
Fire! Let me say. Lord of mercy.
Yes, indeed. It is going to be special. Extremely special.
When I was
special.
A youth, and mama used to live a little dark on iron. She used to beat me with my thick mess. My skin would catch a fire. The people's choice. Leroy, I'm doing serious.
Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen, inside
God
the Capitol
me,
Theater.
Yes, yes.
Hey. A man will be live.
But love that bass line, I do not think you.
Leroy, that one you're tough.
God, no.
That one you're rough.
We love it.
No. Tomorrow night, Leroy Sibbles, I want you to tell the girl them say they must bring out them pretty looks. Tell them bring out them pretty looks. Taking you back. The man is live. Leroy M-Town Sibbles, OD.
I want to say something, you know.
Your time, Leroy.
Yeah. You said a bass line, yeah?
Yeah.
Embarrass God and play that one, yeah?
Wow, the KC
Almighty
man.
God, yes.
The Kingston College man.
Yes, man.
I hope he's doing fine.
I'm playing the whole of the On Top album, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, I started playing bass before I, man, started create bass line. Because I know some play bass, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man, they are bass, man.
Big bass, yeah. Big bass.
I create the lines that
pull it up again,
play.
Pull it up again. Mr. Boris Gardner.
Yes.
He attended Kingston College Kingston College in Jamaica, North Street. Martin Boris. It is called Pretty Looks. Leroy Hepton Sibbles.
I lost my baby, but she's coming back. Yeah. She wrote a letter instead.
And you know, Leroy, a long time we're not partying, you know. So you say tomorrow night. You say tomorrow night.
We can't wait.
You say tomorrow night. Party time. Leroy, you have some people out there who like to talk, you know.
Yes.
So I could tell the country boy them something now. I could tell the country boy them something. I could tell them something, Leroy. I want to know, sir, true. A Leroy play the bass for a whole heap of them tune there, yeah? Bobby Channel 1, good morning.
I was gonna lie to you.
Everything I said, I
was gonna lie to you.
Everything I said, country boy. You're running up and down, country boy.
Now, I have some radio friends who I can throw some stone at.
And oh,
I,
you mean?
Hold on,
stone
throw,
them, my brother.
May I got throw two stone
may off. Behind you, yeah, yeah, well, stone.
May I got throw two stone off on Bobby Channel 1 now.
Knock you.
Country boy.
Bobby Channel 1.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you.
Listen to this one.
Yes.
I and I with combination.
Yes, indeed.
A true. Everything I say, I true, I true. Everything I say, country boy. You're running up and down.
I know, Leroy, yeah. Respect you, you know. Let me tell you why I respect you. Yeah. We have worked with you a few times.
Yes.
And you have always made yourself available.
Yes, sir.
You have always made yourself available to, yes, come and let the people know, one, you're here.
Yes, sir.
You're here in the living flesh.
Yes, sir.
And you're always willing to talk about the events that you're on.
It's important.
Respect is due.
It's important. Yeah, of course.
And I think some of these young boys must learn from this. Some of these young fellas must learn from this.
A lot of people in the business, they're hustlers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're, mm-hmm, not in it wholeheartedly. They're not musically, mm-hmm, inclined, mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, you have to see that and know that that's how it is.
But after all these years, Leroy.
Yes, sir.
After all these years, how do you muster up the energy? How do you muster up the courage to continue to do this? How?
Well, You're devoted because of how you feel and you know, mm-hmm, the love for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. So I have to be there to represent what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not just that. You see, someone calls you and you accept to do a performance with them. They're putting out their money too. They're putting out everything there. You have to do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there's something happened that you can't make it or
right,
something, you know,
right,
but
right,
you got to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete thing. It's a 360. The total.
Right, right.
Definitely.
You know, the last 2+ years have been a little bit challenging.
Yes.
And we know we're still kind of in this COVID-19 pandemic. But coming back out of this pandemic, I'm going to play a Eptone tune. And I know a lot of us, like myself, I have a book of rules.
Right.
And I know you have your book of rules.
Yes.
And I think the book of rules that we write for ourselves,
yes,
it ensure that we're here and,
yes,
we can continue to do what we do.
Yep.
Book of rules. The Eptones.
Leroy Bassline.
Leroy Bassline. Tell them again, Leroy.
Leroy.
Creator.
King of Reggae Bassline.
Isn't it strange, oh, princesses and kings?
Right.
In clown daddy capers in saw the screen.
Voice of Barry Lowell.
Yes, man.
You know, I grew up.
I want to weaken this bass line.
What? I grew up listening to these songs. You know, Anthony, these songs are so sweet. Mm. Sometimes it's like you can eat the music.
I
because the music then, Leroy, the, yes, difference then and
food
now.
Food for vibes, man.
Wow.
Huh? Yes. Yes.
I mean,
well, I just remember E.T. Earl Thompson. May,
yes,
he rest in peace.
I think
E.T.
May he rest in peace.
You know, I think it's E.T. birthday today, you know, Anthony, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Either yesterday or today,
wow,
is E.T. birthday.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
The creativity then, Leroy.
Yes.
When you look at it, you guys were genius. You guys are genius.
Not you, we are.
Yes.
I mean, we're passed away. May, you know, may no, the rest no, in peace.
I say you guys are genius.
Definitely.
Because you guys are so creative then,
yes.
And these youngsters are not doing.
No, I'm telling you, well, things and time have changed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll just go on with what's happening, and, you know, I mean, yeah, some might not love it, but you have to like it, you know, see, because it's what's happening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But
the thing is mm-hmm. that the great thing about the whole thing mm-hmm. is that these music are there, and they're there historically, you know what I mean? You mm-hmm. can't change that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change history, and it's there, right? So all that's going on, we, you know, the good thing will last.
Mm-hmm.
Real music never dies.
And this is the good thing about it.
Yes.
The music that were created in Jamaica.
Hi, this is Marcy Griffiths.
This is Max Supreme.
This is Mikey Spice.
Listen, Ashencia.
I sing a melody representing
blessed love and honor. This is Janine.
Yo, this is Bunchy Garland all the way from Trinidad and Tobago.
We're grooving on radio. The Rasslim, keep it locked. I can't say that.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, for the final 27 minutes of our Grooving Radio's presentation. In the background is young, gifted, and black. She's still young. She's still beautiful. She's still gifted. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, she's a black woman. Her name is the Queen of Reggae Music. She was born Marcia Lynette Griffiths. And you can add the Commander of Distinction to her name. She is live. And I think this is one of the best covered song that ever came out of Jamaica. The legendary Mr. Bob Andy, one of the most prolific songwriter. This is a Nina Simone original tune, ladies and gentlemen, covered by then a young Marcia Griffiths and a young Bob Andy. It was the year 1964 that Miss Marcia Lynette Griffiths was placed on a stage by Byron Lee and the Dragonears. 58 years later, she's still beautiful, she's still talented, and she still can sing. I welcome the Queen of Reggae Music once again to Grooving Radio. Welcome, Queen.
Thank you, Clem. It's so wonderful to be here once again,
mm-hmm.
live and direct.
No, I asked Leroy this question. Anthony, welcome back to the conversation.
Yes, good morning. And we have some...
Wait, Anthony's here too?
Yeah, no, he's somewhere up in the bush hiding.
Oh.
No, I asked Leroy this question when he came on because I don't know what Leroy's eating. I don't know what Leroy's drinking.
Me
and I'm
going to
ask you the same thing, Marcia. A way I eat, a way you are drink.
No,
Marcia, a way you are eat.
Cornbread.
A way you are. I can't be the cornbread from the door.
That is a part of it.
Hey, meet the rice happy. Oh, the rice happy is nice, so man.
You know what? Hold on. You know, it's the only rice and peas I can eat by itself without nothing.
Nothing.
That's true. I have to say thanks to the Door Restaurant because the Door Restaurant will be providing dinner for the artists and the backing band tomorrow evening inside the Capitol Theater. Marcia, how has it been? How has it been for the last 2+ years, Marcia? It's good to see you.
It's good to be alive because mm-hmm. we have lost so many of our loved ones,
mm-hmm.
our icons in the business. You know, I could just sit here and go on and on and on. But give God all the glory that we are here. Leroy and myself just had a quick
mm-hmm.
conversation why we are both sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of our heart,
mm-hmm.
our humility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it boils down to just liberty. It's not what you wear or your hair steer. It's just liberty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a reflection from what is inside. So I have to give thanks
mm-hmm.
going through these years of pandemic
mm-hmm.
not being able to communicate
mm-hmm.
because I look forward to performance where I know I have no doubt
mm-hmm.
I am rejuvenated just being standing before my audience, mm-hmm. live and direct, intimacy, communicating, mm-hmm. sending positive vibration, and they're sending it back to me. That's how I am rejuvenated. So can you imagine, we have been out of form and everything, just trying to be the best of a bad situation.
Well,
so right now I can tell you I'm sitting on top of the world, mm-hmm. being here, looking forward to a beautiful musical upliftment tomorrow.
Mm. You know,
so Marcia,
go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah? Now, just talking to one of your good friends, Mr. Copeland Falls, and we're talking about the origins of that electric boogie song.
We're not going to go there yet, Anthony. Hold on.
No, it's a quick question.
I think you're jumping the gun, Anthony. Hold the question for a moment. Hold that question. We're going deep inside of Marcia's heart this morning.
Happy feelings with me again.
The happy feelings are back.
Now that I have found a friend.
The happy feelings are back.
Yesterday I was so lost.
The queen.
But today I found true love at last.
Now, Marcia, we have to reiterate this. We have to, every time we see you, we have to tell you how much we love you and how much we adore you, because you are one of those persons that when we listen to your music, it brings us joy. It brings us happiness. And after 58 years, it seems as if nothing has changed. How are you able to do this, Marcia, for all these years? How?
It could not have been anything else but just the grace of the Most High. Because mm-hmm. I am just by myself, nothing. I am here, an instrument. God mm-hmm. gave me a talent. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to use it to the best of my ability mm-hmm. to teach, educate, and uplift the world mm-hmm. through the medium of the music. So mm-hmm. I think I'm truly blessed mm-hmm. that I can still sit here. That's why I really was commenting myself and Leroy mm-hmm. how blessed we are to be here today.
You know, Anthony, you should see both of them. It's like two high school kids.
Wow.
We just love one another.
No, not Anthony. I'm sitting here looking at both of them. I'm telling you, Anthony.
Enough respect and love.
These are two high school kids. And the morning is filled with love. She has brought it up. The queen. She's live. And she's really, really here.
Am I really hearing your love?
Yes, indeed.
Just like I dreamed it could be.
Yes, indeed.
Like we're frozen in time.
I must tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, the same way you hear Marcia's sound on this record, when you see her live, it is the same kind of display you will see on a stage. So tomorrow evening, inside the Capitol Theater, it's not going to sound any different. Even without DeVille being there, And if her son is in town and he's playing the backup singer on this one, you're in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
I am seated next to two living legends. And I wonder what took them so long to record a song together. Because there is a song now out, brand new music, ladies and gentlemen. It says, "You Make Me Feel Brand New." If you can tell me who sing this song, Anthony, I'll give you a ticket for tomorrow. Feel brand new. Now, the fact that I have both of you guys here, tell us about this song. Whose idea it was to record this song? The Queen?
No, man. We both agree, but it was introduced to me by Leroy. Mm-hmm. And it's a song that I've always loved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a beautiful cover. It's a beautiful rendition.
I want to tell you something more, too. Mm-hmm. When I introduced this idea, this song to her, mm-hmm. she said, "You know that somebody have one out there playing right now?" I says, "Marcia, don't watch that. Because it's not Marcia Griffiths and Leroy Sibbles, it's that." You know what I mean? I know. It's in a song music business. Mm-hmm. Are the best song win? Like what I'm saying, are the best man win? Mm-hmm. Are the best song win?
Well, let me just give the listeners a little background about this song.
Yeah.
It was an original song by the Stylistics in 1974. Interestingly, this song was written by Tom Bell,
Jamaican,
who was actually born in Jamaica.
Yeah,
I can tell you that
he produced Aitree's album.
He did.
Yeah, Tom Bell did.
Oh, that was a great thing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's a Jamaican connection there.
Oh yes. You know.
Now, here's a question. Now, tomorrow evening, will the audience get a chance to see somewhere in this presentation Leroy coming back or Marcia coming out to join Leroy doing this song?
If we have the time and it's possible, we'll
do it. No, we'll hold time, and we'll start the time thing now.
All right, hear this again then. Okay, well, hear this. We'll take the time and do it.
We'll take the time and do it.
Huh? Once we are sharing stage together, which we are, yes. Of course, most definitely.
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay. Let me hear this now, Anthony, because tomorrow evening it is going to be a very, very special evening inside the Capitol Theater. And I'm urging people, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, if you haven't purchased a ticket yet, please go out and get your tickets now, because guess it is going to be a very, very special evening inside the Capitol Theater, right inside of Port Chester, New York. It's only about 12 minutes drive from the Bronx, ladies and gentlemen. So be a part of this great event. It's brought to you by the Westchester Reggae Fest. Gotta say big good morning to producer, executive producer, Miss Andrea Bullins.
Woke up this morning, the right mood, thinking about the things that I need. need to do.
No, all of us wake up this morning, okay? All of us are up this morning.
What's going on?
Hold on, man. All of
hold
us.
On.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
You see, this song I'm playing, as a matter of fact, it's called Play Me, but it might be a different Play Me.
Yeah, play Marcia Griffiths Play Me, please.
Yes.
Could you please search for Miss Marcia Griffiths Play Me?
Okay, okay. But when I listen to the lyrics of this song...
You know why I requested that song?
Mm-hmm.
It's because I'm the one who played bass on this song. And it's one beautiful,
The bass line stands out.
Beautiful song.
Yes, true.
You know? That crap there a while ago, I don't know where that came from. That's crap.
I wouldn't say that.
I would say that. Yeah. That's crap.
Hold on, Marcia, because I want you to do something. I want you to do something a little bit special for the audience before you leave this morning. So I'm going to find a little dub that... You record on. Give me 2 minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes, Marcia.
No problem.
2 minutes, Marcia. 2 minutes. Go ahead.
What is this?
Just give me 2 minutes.
Closer, closer to you. I wanna be sweeter. I wanna be so much sweeter. I wanna be sweeter, sweeter to you. You make my day, you make my day. Don't know what it is about you that makes me feel this way. Early morning voice, I'm coming here, you know.
Now, man, tomorrow evening, ladies and gentlemen, inside the Capitol Theater, it is going to be extremely special. And since Leroy said the tune we play earlier on, him not understand it.
It have to stop.
It have to stop. Hold on, man. Hold on, Leroy. Hold on.
It flop.
Hold on, Leroy.
Chuck, pull up and come
on. Hold on, Leroy.
Hold on, come on here. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah, he is like.
Hold on. Pull up, me say. Here, Junior. Here, Junior.
It's a pity never the backing track for that.
Hey! Wow.
Here, tune for sound. Come on, Marcy.
He was morning and I was nighttime.
Fire!
When they woke up, they found him lying beside my bed.
Fire!
I softly said, come take me.
Jump it on.
Wow.
For I've been lonely, in need of someone.
Now, I'm going to make this the final song I play this morning. I know why I'm going to do that. Because, again, ladies and gentlemen, I am watching something display here in the studio by two young people.
Yes.
Two young people. like they just came out of high school.
Definitely.
And the way they're acting now.
We love music.
Think about tomorrow evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be an extremely special event. Hold on, because...
When we hear good news, I'm happy.
This have to stop. This have to stop. Now, Simone, I want to thank you so much. You traveled all the way from England to Jamaica, from Jamaica to the U.S. And be a part of what we're doing. Thank you for all you do. I got to say thanks to the sponsors of this event, because without the sponsors, this event would not be possible.
So Andrea, big up yourself.
Yes, man.
Not for
sure. So let me start with Kingston Corner Shop. It's an online store, ladies and gentlemen. It keeps the loved ones and family connected. SY Grace, thanks so much to SY Grace. Last week, Saturday, they gave away 5 pairs of tickets. They bought them and they gave them away. And thank you guys so much. You have taken on the education of a young student going to the University of the West Indies. The Jamaica Tourist Board, VM Auto, Grace Foods, thank you so much. so much. Blue Mountain Coffee, and thanks so much to Groovin' Radio. And we cannot forget the Door Restaurant, which they're going to be providing the food for the artists, ladies and gentlemen. Sister Marcia Griffiths, the queen of reggae music, 58 years in reggae music, been anointed with the commander of distinction. Congratulations to you, Marcia. Mr. Leroy Eptone Sibbles, Order of Distinction.
King of reggae bassline.
King of reggae bassline.
Definitely.
And I'm telling you, Anthony, this man cannot wait to see the stage. Johnny Osborne was live inside the studios last week, Saturday, and we are so happy that you could have made it, Marcia. You could have made it, Leroy, and let the audience know and prove to them that you guys are here in town, and tomorrow is going to be special.
Upliftment to the world.
I've been lonely, in need of someone.
No, I am not leaving this morning without saying that Miss Beverly Kelso, the last living whaler,
and
gentlemen.
I can't wait to see her.
Beverly Kelso will be given a congressional proclamation. So we say thanks to Congresswoman Yvette Clark for making this possible. Over the last couple of years, folks has been asking, where is Beverly? We have not seen Beverly. Well, you will get a chance to see her tomorrow. The backing band, Mr. Derek Barnett and his statement band. You don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen. And to the executive producer, I think you have done it this time, girl. I think you have done it this time. Miss Andrea Bullins.
Wine that sprang from me warm the night. And what was right became me.
Now my final question is for you, Marcia. You look back at the journey of Marcia Griffiths in reggae music. If you had to do it all over again, is there anything that Marcia would have done differently?
I would never change a thing. And right now, if I was given the opportunity to be a teenager again, I am a teenager still, and relinquish all that experience from the day I walked into Studio One and I saw Leroy, I would never change anything.
So you realize that this is
going... Thank you so much.
You realize that this is going to be a Studio One reunion. You realize
yes,
that, huh?
Yes, it is.
Now, Johnny Osborne, Studio One artist, Leroy Eptone Sibbles, the man who owns the bass line at Studio One.
Yes.
Studio One is where you practically started.
Yes.
This is going to be a reunion of a lifetime. What would you like to share with the listening audience about tomorrow's experience that they will experience?
Well, most definitely, for those of you, even the generations today, if you want to learn more about the foundation of the music, because everything has to stand on a foundation, and had it not been a solid one, we would not have been here today. This generation would not be experiencing what they're experiencing if we had not laid a solid foundation. So it's a good opportunity to come and hear and to see the foundation, learn more about the foundation of the music, where it's coming from.
Now, you talk about the foundation of the music, and you talk about the building block, what you guys have done, what you guys have left. I mean, you're still here, but what you guys have built. And when you look at it, it is a very solid musical foundation, something that have taken the name Jamaica around the world. And we hope that the youngsters today, Marcia, we hope that they understand what have been laid out there for them, so they could have a platform like this to stand on. It is indeed a solid platform.
Yes.
And, you know, I say it all the time. I say it to Johnny last week, that Johnny Osborne has not given his just due. Leroy Sibbles have not given his just due. And we're celebrating you guys, because we don't want when that moment come. Boy, Marcia was a nice lady.
That is why I say I don't want no awards. I want the reward, no one the flowers, no.
And that's why we are.
I can't read my tombstone when I'm gone.
So we thank you so much, Sister Marcia Griffiths, for being a part of this great experience. Leroy Eptone Sibbles, sir, we thank you so much. Johnny Osborne, wherever you are this morning, we salute you. Mr. Derek Barnett and the Statement Band, thank you so much, guys. Some great music will be on display tomorrow evening inside the Capitol Theater. And as I said earlier on, if you're a late bloomer, 914-417-1686. 914-417-1686. Leroy Sibbles, any final words, sir?
Yes, give thanks. You know, people come out and enjoy yourselves. You know, we are the survivors so far. So let's, you know, party. Come on.
Anthony Turner, what are your closing remarks, sir?
Yeah, man, boy, it's shaping up to be a great, great show. If you miss this one, you're going to miss a great reunion with three legends of Studio One. Of course, Master Griffiths, Leroy Sibbles, and Johnny Osborne.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We're going to have to turn the station over to the Wake Up Radio team. Groovin' Radio was executively produced by Clement Hume and Christopher Roberts. Groovin' Radio was hosted by Rasklem, contributing to our presentation this morning. Two beautiful people here with me this morning, Sister Marcia Griffiths, Leroy Epton Sibbles, Miss Nadine Moulton, Anthony Turner also joined us this morning. And we got news courtesy of the Jamaica Gleaner, Jamaica Now with Mr. Javon Johnson. Call me Moxie, and the team awaits you on the other side of the 11:30 hour.